just put it to the test. Leave the rest, cause you're riding with the best. This right here is proven for success. So Rule 3.
Welcome to the Rule 3, the Breakdown Edition.
There's nothing you can do, so just Rule 3. System will make you feel brand new. Your dreams must inspire you. So let's do
Welcome to the Rule 3, the Breakdown Edition. I am one of your hosts. I am Rocky. Join me back tonight, finally, after a hiatus.
Yeah, I won't be here next week either.
What is next week? Oh, yeah, we could come up to the holidays. You won't be here next week?
No, my wife's out of town, so I'm stuck with the Ninos.
The Ninos?
The Ninos.
Well, there you go. All right, well, we'll try to have a show about
so it's a one-off. It's a one-off appearance one for off. Me until next couple weeks after that. I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, next
gets
week
crazy. Might. Holidays
holiday
start coming
season's
around
rough,
and,
man.
Yeah.
We'll have to see what we can do.
Being here as much as possible.
Absolutely. Anyway, let's get into today's show. We got a good show today. We want to talk college football. I was getting ready to say basketball. I was getting ready to start, too. But we'll talk a little bit NBA, a lot of college football, what lies ahead tomorrow with the rankings coming out, everything else. But first, let's go in NBA a little bit. Charlotte Hornets are 4-1 right now. We're playing Indiana tonight. I passed up the game tonight to come do a show because, you know, I needed to do a show with Jeffrey.
Sorry, I appreciate that.
But tonight, the Hornets are beating the Pacers right now 43-25 late in the second quarter. But right now they're 4-1. They're first
that's
in the Southeast.
43-34 at the end of the first.
Oh, they just went on a run then.
Yes.
Okay, because it was 43-25.
Yes.
Okay. Well, they're coming back. But the Hornets right now are 4-1. The Hawks are 4-2. Me and Bobby went back and forth. I said the Hawks win the Southeast. He's got the Hornets win the Southeast. But so far so good. We're looking good.
I'd still say the Hawks.
I agree. The schedule, listen, we played Boston. We got beat. That's our one loss. The first good team we're playing is tonight. Indiana, the Pacers, we played the Celtics, but now we got the Pacers. We beat the Bucks. They're hot garbage. The 76ers, oh my God, without Ben Simmons and in Joel Embiid, you know, and they gave us a tough fight. It was like watching the Y playing with those guys. The Atlantic Division, the Raptors are leading at 4-2. DeMar DeRozan's looked great so far. He's had
– Kyle Lowry, not so much.
No.
Trust me, I got him on my fantasy basketball team. Not so much.
DeRozan is killing it. I do have Lowry on my fantasy team. He's not doing too well. But I did get Jeff Tigg as well. Mm. The Raptors are doing really good right now. They're 4-2. The Cavs are undefeated still, 6-0.
Yeah, baby.
The Pistons are 4-2. They're hanging tough. The Bucks are 4-3. Right now in the Southwest, the Spurs are 5-2. The Rockets are 3-3. The Mavericks finally got their first win last night because of not Chandler Parsons, but Harrison Barnes scored 36 in overtime to get their first win. The Pelicans are still winless. Can we please get Anthony Davis away from New Orleans?
It's got to happen, man. I like that guy so much. Although, if he can't stay healthy, he could be one of the bigger busts of just kind of like a Yao Ming, where he just had all the potential in the world. He just could never get it right, man. He can't ever get his body right.
Absolutely. The Pacific, no surprise to me because I got them beating the Warriors in the playoffs. It's early. The Clippers are 5-1.
Mm-hmm.
The Warriors are 4-2. Two ugly losses. Lakers are 4-3. Lakers beat the Warriors on Friday by 20. I watched the game. It was not even close. The Warriors have no defense.
The Warriors look like a team to me that they have an immense amount of pressure on them, and they're just not living up to it. Where if you flip that to just that one game, the Lakers are a team that are just playing basketball. They're being able to play basketball that they want to play. There's no Kobe there. And I like that the young guys, are willing to admit, like, hey, we're glad Kobe's not here anymore. Like, all due props, absolutely, all due props to Kobe, but look, we're glad that he's not here. There's nobody we have to focus on. We're a team. We're a unit. We move the ball, and we shoot it. And you know what? That's a big part to Luke Walton, who is letting them play better. They're still not a good team. They're probably not going to win 30 games this year, but they're gonna give people challenges.
I think they win 35.
Mm.
I think they win 35. This, and listen to me, this is why I think Ingram's going to be better than we think. Walton is a good coach.
Yes,
I think he's going to be a really good coach. If not this year, he will be a really good coach down the line.
If they win 35, 40 games, he should be coach of the year.
Yeah, I think they should win 35 games. They've already got four, and they beat the Warriors. I know the Warriors are going to have to learn how to play together, and it's going to take them a while. It will probably take the All-Star break before they start gelling. Where they play together. Klay Thompson's been horrible so far in six games.
He's trying to find himself now.
New role. In the Northwest, we got the Thunder leading 5-1. Their only loss was to the Warriors.
Yep.
I told
everybody they were still going to be really good.
Yeah, you did. The Hornets are seventh in the power rankings this week.
That is way overhyped.
Yeah. So
they're like 15th max.
Agreed. Absolutely
agreed. And I love the Hornets, man. I love Kemba. I'm not liking Frank Kaminsky right now because he's 0 for 3 from the floor. He's got negative like 1 point in my fantasy team, which really making me mad. But when you're stuck with Frank the Tank, is what you're left with.
But so far this NBA season, it has been very interesting. I'm trying to catch as many games as I can. I caught the Lakers game.
I love basketball, man. It's just, until football season's over, it's hard to wrap into it, especially because I locked into the World Series, and that was the kind of kickoff, and then now football's still in the midst of everything, and it's just Christmas is about when I'll start tuning in.
Well, it's tough to watch it right now because all these teams are finding, you know, how to play together and everything else, so it's a little
bit
different.
That's why I think the Cavs are still hands down the odds on favorite to win, because they didn't lose anything, and they're really talented.
Well, to me, they got the defense.
Yeah,
you know, they got defensive presence inside.
I mean, they lost
the Warriors have nobody.
They lost Delly.
Well, Kay Fielder is a lot better than Delly, though.
They lost Mozgov.
Oh, all right. Yeah, we'll
hey, Mozgov ain't doing too terrible out in L.A.
No, he's not doing overpaid. But anyway, anything else you want to talk about basketball? Or we'll see it in December.
You know, I thought for a little while that the Knicks might be better.
Joakim Noah has not shown up yet.
And he's not a good – like, he's an energy guy, but he just don't got no energy left.
He can't play defense.
No, and Derrick Rose, he's playing terrible. It's just not a good look. And then I look over at the Bulls, this new kind of found thing, and they actually look really good. I mean, not great, but they look good. To be as old as they are and to have the no three-point shooting on their team at all, I guess that was my two biggest things is I thought the Knicks were going to be better than this. Maybe when they find themselves a little more, maybe they'll play a little better. But I don't see it. I don't see the talent on the team. And the Bulls are better than I thought they would be.
Courtney Lee's not really helped them out.
He should have stayed here.
He should have stayed here. But he's not helping them out in New York. We're moving from NBA basketball, which we'll talk more about next week on the show. College football. Alabama beats LSU 10-0 at LSU this past weekend. Woohoo!
Woo! I mean, that's what LSU-Alabama is, man. It's this defensive struggle. I was impressed with LSU kind of showing a couple faults in Alabama because they haven't really been tested at all this year. So, I was impressed. I mean, Alabama's just so good, dude. Honestly, it's like this college football season had a lot of hype coming into it, like the first 2 weeks, and it's just fizzled out. Now, I know a lot of that has to do for me personally because I'm a Florida State fan. We took that loss to North Carolina. We lost to Clemson. And so it's kind of like falling down for me, but
almost losing NC State will do that to you.
Yeah. Almost, though. Yeah. Not quite,
it's
buddy.
Almost. Yeah, no.
I mean, Florida State has three losses, and it once we hit that third loss, I was like, well, game, season's over. So, kind of like tuned – I mean, I'm tuned out of college football because I still love college football, but
– No, you're right.
It just feels like Bama's really good, and then other than that, I'm just like, eh. Like, I just – I like Bama's going to win the championship. I mean, honestly, I can't – I cannot make a case for – I mean, we'll sure we'll get to this down the road a little bit here later in the show, but I don't know, man. It's just – I don't know.
Well, you had that game. Then you had Clemson shut out Syracuse 54-0.
Woo, Syracuse, high power.
This is the other thing that doesn't help out college football is these blowouts.
And they were late in the season.
Yeah. Michigan beat Maryland 59-3.
Ohio State beat Nebraska.
Yep.
62-3. That was a top 10 matchup, y'all.
Yep. Nebraska's really bad.
Yeah.
We knew they were really bad. That we're undefeated.
False top 10, just like Wisconsin is, too.
Yep. Texas A&M lost to Mississippi State 35-28.
Another fake. And Ant called that like a month ago. I said,
yep.
Don't worry, Texas A&M will fall apart. And they did.
Yep. Washington destroyed Cal. They do look good. They haven't. We'll see what happens later on the season.
You and I differ in the Washington category as from the last time we talked.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you, we'll talk about it later. They got a tough game this week.
Yeah.
Number 11, Florida loses at Arkansas 31-10.
Florida's like the most overrated
top 15. Baylor, number 17, Baylor lost to TCU 62-22.
Hey, I just want to say, I had TCU in my Final Four at the beginning of the season. That couldn't have been any. That was, I don't. That might be worse than having the Jags winning the AFC South.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
Yeah,
the Jags are the worst things we did this season.
Yeah, that's
true. Of course, number 22, Florida State beat NC State 24-20.
Whoop, whoop.
It was ugly. I tried to watch it. I knew we were going to blow the game. So, but. It was ugly.
I kept
the
watching.
Pounding that Francois was taking is just.
Oh my God! It's like a repetitive story every week. Oh my gosh!
Yeah, it's
dude,
bad.
DeAndre Francois is the toughest SOB I've ever seen at the quarterback position, for at least for Florida State. I mean, this dude just is taking a pounding every week. It started with the Miami game. Well, actually, I mean, really, it started with the Ole Miss game, and we kind of. Corrected it a little bit, but then the Miami game, shot after shot after shot, and then the Clemson game, shot after shot. The North Carolina, I mean, North Carolina was teeing off on him. There was one, what was the game I was watching? Florida State. Where did we play the other week? Was it
Carolina?
Wake Forest. Wake Forest was even teeing off on him, and it was like, Ken, for the love of God. Like, this kid is, he's got the potential to, like, make you a playoff team. Now, obviously, not this year, but down the road when you get a little talent around him and an offensive line. I mean, I feel like every time he gets hit, I'm like, I mean, is he dead? This is bad. It's so bad. But give this kid credit. He should be freshman of the year. He's taking a beating, but he gets up and he keeps throwing it. I love the kid, but good gosh, man, help him out a little bit.
I was watching the game, and NC State just killing him every time you turn around.
He just keeps getting back up.
And he is the toughest quarterback in all of football. I mean, for the punishment he takes. But then we had Navy beat Notre Dame 28-27, so another loss to Notre Dame.
Notre Dame might even not get a bowl game.
Nope. They got went out to make a bowl.
Yeah, they're not, because they got to play SC still.
Yep. Tuesday, the rankings come out. Give me your top six. Give me your top four that's going to be in the playoffs. Give me the two teams that will be outside looking in.
All right. So, right now I got Bama 1. I got Michigan 2, even though I really just don't even know if they're that good. I like Michigan. I mean, really is going to come down to the Michigan-Ohio State game for me. Because just Michigan, just I don't know. I have Washington at 3. And I have Clemson at 4. Now, most people have Clemson above Washington. I have Washington above Clemson, even though the poll left them out last week in place of Texas A&M.
Wait a minute. So you got Bama,
Michigan, Washington, Clemson.
you got Clemson 4.
Yes.
Why you got Clemson?
I just don't think they've looked as impressive as Washington has. Washington had that one little slip up against Arizona where they had to go to OT. They took care of business. They won. But other than that, they've been completely dominant. That, I'm sorry. And then, like I said, I don't usually swear on the podcast, but that ass whooping they gave to Oregon a couple weeks back. Jeez Louise, man. Good gosh.
Yeah, Oregon's bad.
Yeah. So then my two out are Louisville at 5 and Ohio State at 6. Now, Ohio State will, if I had to predict what they're going to do, I think it'll go Bama. I think it'll go Bama. This is what I think they'll do. This is not what I would do. This is what I think they'll do. They'll go Bama, Michigan, Clemson, and because of that butt whooping they gave to Nebraska, they'll go Ohio State, because then that sets up a 2-4 in Michigan.
You mean at the end of the season, or you mean this week?
Tomorrow. This week. This is what they'll do tomorrow.
So you think they'll put Ohio State 4?
They'll put them back in because they want that 2-4 matchup.
Because they beat Nebraska so
62-3, yeah. Right. Even though I think Nebraska was terrible from the whole time. But whatever. I mean, that's just me. I guess I'm not a football expert. I don't know what I'm talking about. Washington's going to be in it. I'm going to let you know. I know they play USC this week. They'll win that game by 3 touchdowns.
They need to. They will. Because they need to stay ahead.
21.
I like that. I do agree Alabama, Michigan's probably 2. Clemson's 3. Washington's 4 to me. Louisville's 5. Ohio State's 6. The thing with Clemson, okay, they remind me of the Florida State team a couple years ago when Jameis – they looked awful every game, but they find a way to win.
The second Jameis year,
right,
not the
right,
first.
Second. Not the first, the second. But okay. They kept winning games.
Yeah.
You know, even though it was close games, they kept winning.
Yeah, so, that season took about 4 years off my life.
I believe it. But Clemson, you know, it's going to be tough for them to lose any games the rest of the season. They got South Carolina and Georgia Tech and, you know, the ACC championship game. And I don't know if anybody can beat them in that game. We'll see if Carolina can. We'll see. But then Washington's 4. Washington's undefeated, all right? And they've been blowing people out. Not even close.
Not even close.
USC this weekend. They
Clemson
still got,
also plays Pitt.
Yep.
So that is actually the toughest game they have left, by the way.
Washington's got to play at Washington State, I believe, who is 23rd now in the nation. Not a bad team, so don't sleep. And it's a rivalry game, so anything can happen.
True.
But I do think, you know, this week, I think Washington will be 4. I think Ohio State will probably be 5. And they'll probably slide Louisville down 1, at least. I'm like you. I could see Ohio State being 4 this week and setting up the 2-4 matchup in a couple weeks, Michigan versus Ohio State. And don't forget, we got Auburn and Alabama coming up soon, if Auburn even got a chance to win that game.
Auburn is the 9th-ranked team in the country.
Yep. They're back in top 10 again.
That is bananas to me, dude. And they're going to get waxed by Alabama.
Probably.
All right, I just want to do this real quick, man. This week is so bad.
Oh, are you talking about the games?
Oh, it's so
bad. Oh, yeah,
bad.
Let me go over it.
Go ahead.
This week's games Thursday night is UNC at Duke. And if I miss a game, tell me.
Don't be hating on Western Michigan going up against Kent State, man. Hey, you can't knock Western Michigan. Western Michigan is going to be in a New Year's Six bowl.
They will.
And it's going to be great.
They're undefeated, right?
And they're going to get just hammered. But okay. I mean, but I there. No, I get you.
UNC at Duke.
UNC's going to win that game by 3
touchdowns.
UNC should.
Duke is. They pull off some upset. Cutcliffe is a good coach for Duke.
Oh yeah.
Then you got Friday. You got BC at Florida State. Any chance BC is even close? I don't think they shouldn't be in this game.
It'll be close.
All right, because BC's worse than State.
7 or 10.
All right. 17 Baylor at 14 Oklahoma. The running back for Baylor's not playing this weekend. Shock Linwood. So Oklahoma should win by 3 touchdowns.
Look at this disrespect, though. Oklahoma is 14. Baylor is 17.
Yep.
Oklahoma's favored by 15.5 points in Vegas. I would take Baylor in Vegas, but I'd take Oklahoma for the win.
I wouldn't take them, not because they just suspended their starting running back for this game, and they just got beat by 40.
Dude, Alabama is favored against Mississippi State by 30. Oof. Mississippi State just beat
Texas
A&M.
That might be your pick of the week right there.
Give me Mississippi State.
So, Mississippi State, Baylor, Oklahoma, who you taking?
Oklahoma.
I'll take Oklahoma as well. Mississippi State, Alabama, you're taking the points for Mississippi State.
Yeah, give me the points for Mississippi State in the betting line. But
I'm taking Alabama.
I think it'll be like 28, but give me the 30.
Then we got number 20, West Virginia at Texas. I'm going to take Texas.
Texas in the upset. I'm with you on that big time. I love Texas, man. Yep.
I like Bouchelle. Me too. And they're playing for Charlie Strong.
It's him and Francois for freshman of the year.
Yep. Number 9, Auburn at Georgia. I'll take Auburn. Georgia's
Georgia's a hot garbage. Yeah. The games that they've won, they shouldn't even have won those.
Nope.
Auburn. And I don't even like Auburn. I don't even think Auburn's that good.
We'll see in a couple weeks how good they are.
Sure will.
Pittsburgh at number 2, Clemson. Is it even close?
It's a trap game.
Trap game?
No, I'm telling you.
I'll take Clemson, but I agree.
Clemson is favored by 20.5 points in Vegas. All right. Pitt runs the ball so much that I don't think Clemson is going to be able to get out and lead like that. Now, if they do jump out to a big lead, watch out, because Pitt can't really throw the ball. But if Pitt can keep it close and keep the clock moving, they got a chance. If they keep it close late, they got a chance. I'm telling you, it's going to be, what's my man Corso say, closer than experts think.
I will tell you, they need to have at least a 10-point lead late in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Right? Because if you keep it close and you're losing to Clemson, you're not going to come back and win the game.
No.
They
not
just
being
win.
The running team that they are.
All right, so we're going there. Number 6, Ohio State at Maryland. Any chance Maryland wins?
No. That's actually that's a 29 point.
Is it?
And I would still take Ohio State.
Maryland is bad. Number 13, LSU at Arkansas. I'm taking Arkansas. Because the last 2 years, Arkansas has beat LSU by 17 the week after Alabama.
I think LSU will still win.
All right. Then I guess the biggest game of the weekend, USC at number 5, Washington. I guess this is the game of the weekend. Who you got? You think USC can pull off the upset?
No, I think Washington wins by 3 touchdowns.
I do as well. I think it'll be 4. Then we got number 3, Michigan at Iowa. I think this is a trap game because you're going playing in Iowa. Iowa's a tough. Kirk Ferentz always plays the Michigan tough.
I do think there is a possibility. I'm interested to watch that game because I haven't actually watched a Michigan game yet because they've blown everybody out. I actually fell asleep during the Michigan-Michigan State game, so that was great. Oh, hey, how bad does Louisville beat Wake Forest? Wake Forest 6-3, bowl eligible, man.
Wow.
I mean, no, that's just a shout out to Wake Forest. Like, good job being 6-3 and like.
Yeah, being bowl eligible.
Yeah, that's impressive.
NC State's 4-5, so yeah.
Yeah.
It's great. There's no chance they beat them.
No, I didn't say. I said, how badly do they get beat?
Louisville, let me tell you, 3 straight games, Lamar Jackson's put 7-plus touchdowns. This will be week
number 4.
Oh, he's
breaking ACC, Deshaun Watson's ACC touchdown record next week.
Oh, yeah, he will.
Oh, yeah.
And he's winning the Heisman.
Yes.
It's not even close.
Not even. It's nobody even
the
close.
The only way it will be close whatsoever is if Peppers has like a monstrous game against Ohio State in a couple weeks.
Yeah, if he returns like a punt return for a touchdown and like gets a pick and something, yeah, I could see that.
But that's the only way he even gets into the discussion.
Boy, howdy. Can't wait for that guy to get in the NFL. Jeez Louise, man. He is just a monster.
If I'm the Panthers right now, I'm losing all my games out and drafting him.
No, I want the Panthers to take Dalvin Cook.
You take a running back over a corner?
I like Bradbury. when he's healthy.
All right. You need defense, secondary.
True.
But I see your point. Dalvin Cook would be good. No, is college football this weekend, do you look at the game. Was there any games I missed that you want to talk about? Because I think I got all the big ones.
I think Georgia Tech's going to upset Virginia Tech in the ACC this week.
Really?
Yep.
They're playing in Georgia?
Nope, playing at Virginia Tech. That triple option always throws somebody off every year. Also,
Georgia Tech's been pretty bad.
Penn State, watch out for Indiana, man.
That I thought about that one. That is a one because Indiana beat Michigan State earlier when they were ranked. That could be a dangerous trap game.
Like all right. The way you think, brother.
You got anything else for college football?
Nah, man. Just weather it out. The good rivalry weeks are coming. Keep paying attention. Somebody's going to get upset this week.
Yeah, there'll probably be at least one. It's usually at least one.
It's not going to be a top five guy, but it's going to be there. Unless it's Michigan. Michigan's the only chance. Let's go Hawkeyes.
I could see the Hawkeyes win that game.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else? You got that?
Nah, man.
All right. Thank you for tuning in this week for the show. Make sure you stick around. You watch us on Thursday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. We'll have another BSS Carolina show. Next week, we won't have a Rule of Three show right now. If we do, I'll let everybody know. After that, we should be back after that. And yep. You can always catch us everywhere.
Good day.